There is God, which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us to present God's fullness on earth. Through true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
To declare my love and I'm here to say how much I love you, Lord. I'm here to say how much I adore you, Lord. I'm not complain about my mess, but by your Spirit and your grace, I'm confident you will solve them. But this is the reason why we are here tonight, to say, just to let you know that I love you. I adore you. On the words as you sing them. They are very powerful words.
I lay it all down again
to hear you sing that I am your friend. You alone are my desire.
You alone.
Nothing, nothing, nobody can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Because of the things that you have done for me.
Help me know you are near. Help me
Hallelujah.
Father, we love you.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my hands
to worship you. Dr. Simba.
Oh, my soul, rejoice.
Take joy, my King.
Take joy, my King.
Take joy in what you hear.
In what you hear.
Oh, let it be a sweet, sweet sound.
Let
your ears
sweet sound in your ears.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Flow to you. Let it flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Let it flow to you. Flow to you.
Let the river of my worship.
Let the river of my worship flow to you.
Let it flow to you.
Flow to you. Flow to you.
Let the river of my worship.
Let the river of
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we honor you for tonight. We bless you. It's always a privilege. We bless you for the opportunity to receive from you, to worship at your feet. We love you. We love you. We love you. We honor you. We're not just here to receive from you, we're here to bless you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please greet one another and be seated. Hallelujah. Did you greet one another? Do it again. You may be greeting your wife or your wife's friend. Hallelujah. Or your marriage cake designer. Hallelujah. How many of you know it's a privilege to be in God's presence? Before you were born, there were angels worshiping Him. And the best you can do is to join them. Hallelujah. So it's always a big privilege to hear the Word of God. The Word of God created the heavens and the earth. Listen. No matter what it will cost you, hear me, no matter what it will cost you, let it not be burden enough for you to forfeit the project of letting the Word of God shape your life. Are you listening to me? No matter what it will cost you. We live in a time where people love convenience so much. Let me tell you something. Look up. Don't be deceived by this suit you see me wearing. Many of the revelations that God's people have had and received today came. There were times, sir, when we will worship in the rain. People will fall under the anointing in the mud. You see, the things of the Spirit come at a cost. When you truly want, the Bible says there is no man who warreth that will entangle himself with civilian affairs. Do not let westernization corrupt your passion for God. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I may but touch. That means, look, the business of convenience is out of the way. When you are desperate for something, nothing else matters. Are you listening to me? So, I'm not just saying this because of the rain. There must be a resolve. I'm yet to see something that will stop me from my love and commitment and passion for God. The word of God will shorten your journey in life. Let me tell you, no matter what price you are paying now, it's not compared to the price you will pay when you are ignorant of the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No matter what price you are paying now, it will be more than worth it. The price of ignorance is unbelievable.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. I worship your holy name.
Father, help us not to be so familiar with your presence. Let it not be a burden to appear in Zion and receive your word. We bless you. We thank you for your spirit. Help us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, many things happen upon Mount Zion. There's healing. There's deliverance. Can I tell you something with the Lord? The job of the Holy Spirit is to meet the needs of God's people. We can be talking about marriage and relationship, and the hunger of someone in the congregation is a pain in his body. The Holy Spirit will not say, no, this is not miracle service. Are you listening to me? So, God can be doing one thing entirely to the congregation, yet be visiting someone individually. Many things happen in Mount Zion. Are you listening to me? God will not allow an oppressed person come and go back because we are talking about marriage and love. God will not allow a poor person to come and go back with his mindset because we are talking about character. No. He has a very, very unique way of dealing with individuals. So while you're here, everyone, I want you to know that God is dealing with everyone as an individual. That's why you can hear a message that looks like it was customized for only you. God will hit all the areas of your questions one by one. And then you'll be like, wow, God, this is amazing. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. I cannot know the thoughts of everybody, but there is the Spirit of the living God. And because He understands the thoughts of everyone, He will be able to minister to you. Some of you are standing, some of you are sitting. Look, let me tell you something. If there is no space, sit on the floor. You can come and sit on the stage. It's better to sit on the floor before God than to disgrace yourself before men as a result of lack of knowledge and revelation. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, my mind is made up. There's no going back when it comes to the pursuit of God. Say it one more time. My mind is made up. If you don't believe it, don't say it. You won't go to hell. But if you believe it, say, my mind is made up. Yes. There is a determination that you must have. A very serious spiritual determination that nothing will determine. During the miracle service, I saw some people sitting at the fence. You will be amazed how that those who are sitting at the fence will be connecting more because they don't have the luxury of those inside. Hallelujah. Don't let luxury corrupt your passion for God. I'm saying it again. Don't let luxury. Luxury is good. We believe in excellence. And as much as God grants us grace, we will ensure that the standard of excellence is kept. But you must love your future more than your today. Use today as your seed. Doesn't matter what it will cost you. Hallelujah. then God that sees the things that you are doing will reward you. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for a few people. Just give me 5 minutes before we're getting into family life series. We're continuing there, but I want to pray for some people. Hallelujah. So that we will. Where are those from, Mina? Please come and line up here quickly. Open your spirit, you can go with something you've never gone with before. My desire that God will anoint you and use you, risking yourselves on the road, very serious. I want you to catch something. Brother, stop him. Look at me. Just look at me. Just look at me. Try to keep looking at me. You may not know what is happening. You can't stand it. The limitation that is breaking you. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you desire, I'm not done with you. Whatever it is that you desire God to do in your life, as I minister to you, I want you to open your heart to listen. I don't need to ask you what it is. Hallelujah. Just believe God. Let me pray with you. Father, anoint them. Hold on. Both of your hands. Look at me. There's fire burning in your eyes. Pray for you to love God. Something is happening to you. Now look at me. Be a great teacher of the world. Just look at me. I know it's not easy, but just take it now in the name of Jesus. Teaching grace will come mightily upon you. May the Lord be with you in mighty ways. Let the distractions leave your life. Let the desires die so that your eyes will see spiritual things. I bless you in the name of Jesus. You can go back to your seat. Hallelujah. There are two ladies here. You had 3 days ago. You saw me ministering to you in a dream. Please come out. You saw me ministering to you in a dream. 3 people. I didn't know that. Remember, I begged you for 5 minutes. Can we do that? You saw me ministering to you. This is not guesswork. It's not like. One more time. There's one more lady.
Salama. Salama, yeah. Salama.
Let the fire run through your body. I ignite a passion for the things of the Spirit in you. Hold my hand with both of your hands. Let her go so she can start.
Come out of her now.
Give her visions, O Lord. Give her visions. Give her visions. Let your eyes be open to spirit. Hallelujah. Ushers, please come, all of you. Please, quickly, 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 let's take time. Now the Lord is that spirit. The Lord says, I shall release upon you the anointing for academic excellence. This is what I'm praying for you for. This is not an impartation for academic excellence. Something will happen to your mind that will surprise you. Believe it. Some of you really need this prayer, so I'll pray for you. As I pray for you, the hand of God will touch you. I feel the fire of God upon my hand.
I have come to the end of myself. Take over.
I prophesy to you, step into a level of supernatural academic exploit by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, step into unusual levels of mental acumen. Whatever is an academic mountain, in the name of Jesus, I command that it crumbles before you. We command the rain of carryover to go. I command every academic issue, it doesn't matter how difficult it is, I agree with you, I release the faith of God. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
But now you know that our job here is just to align to the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter what. We have no business with religion in this place. Hallelujah. No business at all. Our job is to flow
I see a plane flying over you. Stand up. What is this that I see?
The Lord is showing me a plane flying over you. And I'm seeing writing on tables. What do you do? You are writing. I'm seeing you writing on table and I'm seeing planes flying. God is opening doors of international. It will happen. You will have, God will open your work because I'm seeing you writing on a table. The Lord is, and I'm seeing planes flying over you. The Lord will take you far beyond. You believe that? Hold my hands. Let me pray for you. Let your writing step into a new dimension.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Sometimes I don't know why God just flows like this. You really cannot predict what it is that. Hallelujah. He can do impartations. Bless.
It really doesn't matter what it is. Your job is to be expectant and open. Hallelujah. When you come for Koinonia, we can be talking about how to enter a relationship, and the Holy Spirit is setting men on fire. This is not your church. This is a strange place that we do not even know what to call it. That's why we call it Koinonia. Koinonia is not the name. Koinonia is a description, an attempt to give a caption of what the Holy Spirit does to people. Hallelujah. I welcome you, and we thank God for what He's doing. Many of you may not know why all these impartations and these things happen. Hallelujah. Even if you do not understand, just give thanks, because God is certainly not wasting His time. Hallelujah. One by one, by one, by one, seeing blessing people, touching people. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Lord opens my eyes and I see the angels of the Lord, and I see them directing me towards certain things. That's why sometimes we do all these stupid and crazy things that we do on stage. Doesn't make sense. Breaks every rule of Bible college and ministry office, but it works. And that's what people want. Results, not stories, not noise. People are tired of jargon. The Bible says, when I came to you, I did not come with the excellency of men's speech, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith will not be grounded upon the wisdom of men, but upon the power of God. Don't make your church or your fellowship, when you become pastors and leaders, don't let your congregation be places where the devil just comes and rides in and out freely, because you are looking for money and eating food and running with no discernment. Let it be a place of fire. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Now, we've been considering a series on family life. You will be so blessed tonight in the name of Jesus. I hope you're writing something. Now, when it comes to the subject of relationship and family life, it's very, very broad. It really cannot be exhausted, because you are dealing with human beings here. Hallelujah. You're not dealing subjects about faith and so on and so forth. You can exhaustively discuss them, but when it comes to issues of relationship and family life, it's very broad. Every family is a peculiar case on its own. Hallelujah. So it's very difficult to be able to encapsulate a principle that works as it were 100%. And the only hope we have for that is the Word of God. Opinions of men, suggestions from counselors can only go so far. There are many geographical differences and so on and so forth. So because of all of these things, our focus, please understand this, our focus on the relationship and family life series is to cover, number one, the principles of entering a relationship. That's the first aspect. Pastor Jake started it, and then I was able to touch that last week, just to guide us on the preparation and the process of entering a relationship, a godly relationship. Then number two, and that's what we'll be discussing today, maintaining your relationship, whether marriage / relationship, you can write it. We'll be sharing some principles, and then generally principles for successful marriage. Like I said, we can only touch so far, and we pray. We have a goal in the family life series to be able to guide us, and we have discovered that these are the major areas. Hallelujah. Our congregation is predominantly made up of young people, and so we have to focus our teaching so we spoke about the preparation and the principles, the process of entering a relationship. You can get the teachings, they are free. Please make sure you get it. If you don't get it, you may have a hard time trying to follow up with us. Now, I had so many text messages from ladies this week. Hallelujah. so many questions you cannot imagine. Hallelujah. Some of you were writing questions that I know is you. Sir, what if there's somebody? You just know that they are talking about themselves. They want to use third party. Eventually, you forget that you are using third party communication, and then you say, what if there are somebody? And then the brother tells you, you just know that they are narrating. Why don't you tell me this is my problem and this and that? One lady sent a text and said, sir, you have to talk about this thing today. I mean, she like 3 or 4 pages, and she really wanted it. By God's grace, we'll talk about some of these things. I appreciate it. Only one guy sent me a text. Hallelujah. Only one guy. Ladies, God bless you. Don't keep quiet until you find the right answer. It's better to talk than to act foolishly. Is that correct? Ask your questions. Don't keep quiet about it until you are absolutely satisfied. There's a saying in Hausa that the person who is always inquiring about the road will not be missing. But the one who says, I know the road, then when it backfires, you begin to blame people. Okay, so we're going to be talking about something very interesting. Now, there are 2 books that I would recommend, and most of our teachings will come from some of those books. Number one, Gary Chapman, 5 Love Languages. Don't say, I've read it. Just keep quiet. Don't even start this night. Keep quiet and listen. Number 2, Love and Respect, Dr. Emerson Eggert. Powerful book. They are believers. They love God. They are very, very serious with God. Time-tested principles they've been into. Marriage counseling and relationships using biblical perspectives for more than 3 decades. And so we'll be teaching around it. And of course, the greatest of all is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so 2 scriptures before we start off tonight. Once again, turn, laugh with your neighbor, give him a hug, a shake. Do it quickly. Tell him, I wish you good luck in today's ride. Doesn't matter how the plane goes, be sure we will land. We must land before the grace. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3 verse 7. 1 Peter 3 7. While I was preparing this note, I was laughing. I was already imagining some of you. You know, one day sometimes I feel like I'm a clown on stage. When I'm trying to be serious, some of you are really laughing. Likewise, ye husbands, don't say I'm not married, you will be married, so listen. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, who? The wife. Okay, if you read the preceding verses. Dwell with them according to... All the brothers, read it. 1, 2, read. Likewise. Who are the husbands? Likewise. Us, we men. We will dwell with them according to... So the Bible says you live with a woman according to... It didn't say according to love. Are you following me now? Look, when it comes to women, you can coexist according to... How many of you have roommates that you love, but you know next session, you are certainly not going to stay together? Do you hate them? But there is no knowledge. No wonder if ladies are raising their hands. The brothers can manage, the ladies cannot take it again. Because it takes knowledge to dwell with a woman. Ladies can be as complicated as laptops. I was thinking of what to say. My mind was booting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to talk about a few... Listen, please. What I want to talk about right now is very important. Please.
If you are sleeping, now is the time to wake up. Listen very carefully with your eyes, your spirit, your mind, whatever you can use to listen. I want to talk about something. Everybody write, emotional obsession. Very interesting word. We are going to discuss it. Emotional obsession. We are talking of maintaining your relationship now or maintaining your marriage. Look up, please. 90% of relationships, including Christian relationships, 90% of believers enter relationships, among other reasons, because of what I call emotional obsession. You know what an emotional obsession is? An emotional obsession is that feeling, brother, that is like, how do I describe it now? Songs of Solomon says, love is stronger than death. That's the kind of feeling. Where out of your whole 24 hours, the best is the 5 minutes you are able to speak with the sister. So two guys, one brother, one lady. Quick, Ella, come and stand quickly. Ooh. Abel, appreciate them quickly. Please come and stand, my brother, stand. So, Abel, Elijah, sorry, it doesn't matter. It's an example. Am I calling him? Elijah, oh yeah. Now, Elijah has been attending Koinonia. He knows that she's in prayer band. And now, Elijah is praying. Eli is before him. Elijah cannot sleep. You wake up by 3 and you're just sitting down. Elijah, what is wrong? He said, fully, me too. I don't know. You call every one of your roommates, Ella. Sorry, Ella, Sam. Sorry. This is called... It's not wrong. Are you listening to me? It's not wrong. Emotional obsession. Or she wakes up by 3 o'clock in the night and picks her biro, and on her pillow, she's now drawing flowers. People are sleeping. There's no light. You are using your phone, drawing flowers. Oh, we know it. Oh, we don't need to come to your hostel to know it. Then you draw a hand, Elijah's hand, collecting the flowers. And that drive. You come for fellowship, you are sweating, you've not seen Ella. Sam, you are covering my view, Sam, you are just looking at Ella. If for adventure you see Elijah, you come early, but you see the outside. You are waiting until the arrival of Ella, and then you start laughing. That's when your praise and worship becomes living, active, full of life, full of power. They say, greet your neighbor. You've not greeted the people around you. You've gone, Ella, how are you? Even you can't help it. It's a fuel that you cannot quench. Hallelujah. Now, listen. And this is most for ladies, because, you see, it takes a long time for ladies to arrive there. Guys get that easily. As easy as it comes, it just goes. You are in a dinner and you look at Ella and you're like, hey, God, talk to me or I'll talk to you. Talk to me or I'll talk. Somebody must talk to somebody this night. Hallelujah. Then one morning you are passing and you just see the lady in the morning and she just pack her hair anyhow. And you're like, God, please don't say anything. Is this the lady? So that this emotional obsession, it's very impulsive in guys. It takes a while for it to crystallize in ladies, but when it catches them, hallelujah. I'm sure they know themselves. That's why they run away the moment they start seeing any guy, because they know what can happen. It's like super glue. You will sit down there when it catches you. Free bus transport, Koinonia, after
after the grace, go. You will trek. Not because there was no space in the bus. You were waiting. Has she gone? Cross. And the guy, there's always a witness helping you and encouraging you. Tell ya, you just do as if he's looking at the protocol. And he's just looking. And he comes around. Yeah, go down. Emotional obsession. Now, this is powerful because it's really the distinguishing factor. It's what helps you. Listen. See, look at two guys shaking themselves. I saw two of you. I saw you. And I congratulate you for shaking yourself. I wish you a safe ride, safe journey. We'll be ready to help you wherever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, please understand. This emotional obsession is very powerful because that's what can make a brother to use his money for lunch and buy recharge card and be patient. Sleep is drowsing his eyes, but he's praying, waiting for 5 minutes past 12. The guy is just fooling. His roommates are starving. They bought Gary. He kept his own money. Called obsession. Where the energy came from? You were not fasting, but you've not eaten. Yet you are not bothered. You are not bothered. 5 minutes past 12, your eyes will just clear. You just start flashing, hoping that the lady will flash back. Once the lady flashes back, whether MTN, whether there's network or no network, if there is only one spot near your room, even if it's a window, you stand like this. You can stand. Later, you find out, 5 minutes to 4, you are just sitting. This thing is entering here, coming out here. It's called obsession. At least since it does not happen for every lady or every guy, it helps you to be able to narrow down your decision and it helps you know that you are making a good decision. Are you following me? But the trouble is this. Most guys or most ladies, really, that's why about 90% of ladies enter a relationship and 2 weeks later they feel like going out. You know why? Because emotional obsession cannot be the fuel for your relationship. Are you following me now? Let me tell you something. Every relationship, including between you and Jesus Christ, every kind of relationship, at a point must take faith and a factor other than just your emotions to sustain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Very important. Now, hold on. Two of you are going out. Let's assume it has worked for you now. Finally, doesn't matter what happened in between. The long and short is, now, this has worked. They are going out. Suddenly, this brother now starts reducing his time from 1 hour, 45 minutes, 15 minutes, and he just stops at the 10-minute mark. And this lady is busy asking herself, come on. Is that how it's happening in your own relationship? Because I don't understand these guys. You guys are very funny. Before we started going out, he used to call me for 30 minutes. But now I can't understand why it's only 2 or 3 minutes. Let me tell you something. Most ladies love the euphoria and the excitement. You took her to Mr. Biggs every week. You ensured that money came out. Faith was working. Every koinonia message of faith produced for you. You forced it to work. There was 1,000 every week here marked for maintaining this process. But now that it has happened, you have suddenly gassed out that energy. So there, one day the lady just tries and says, how about that chicken? Have you seen Mr. Big Chicken for a while? Say, no, please. Don't, we're trying to conserve resources right here. As if you didn't know it before. So, the issue of emotional obsession, listen, this is why many relationships, this is why Western people cannot stay 3 days or 1 week. Are you following me now? As quickly as they enter, they pack their loads and go. The reason is because the only factor was emotional obsession. So the guy entered and you saw this posh guy. It was a Lamborghini that dropped him. Lady, don't pretend like what I'm saying is not making sense. The guy just comes out and now you are just looking. What they call it, tall, dark and handsome. Very nice guy.
And now you are looking, pinching your friend. Immediately the guy says, can he come for, before he finishes, he says, oh, my pleasure. 2 weeks later, I hate these guys. Guys are wicked. I hate them. Calm down. This night we are going to explain what is really wrong. What's the problem? Everybody say emotional obsession. Emotional obsession is good, but there is a level. If you allow that to govern your relationship or to show whether your relationship is working or not, you are going to get into trouble. Ask any married man. A time comes where what is fueling them is commitment. It's not just emotional obsession. I saw my father annoy my mother in a way that I knew if he was my mother, that would be it. I will call a pastor and say, we need your attention in this family. Yet my mother will go and cook. The insult has not finished. Oh. The whole bag is still on. And she'll be serving him. When she finishes, she'll sit down and continue the argument. That cannot be obsession. Hallelujah. What's your son's name? Give us an English name. Okay, Elijah. Let's assume you are Mr. Elijah. Now you finish tearing yourself. And people see and say, this is Elijah. Say, how are you? How is your husband? Fine. Yes, you have not finished. So you are going back. Let me tell you something. Brothers and sisters, many people, especially unbelievers, have based their relationship on that tingly feeling, that feeling of obsession. He's the only person in your world. She's the only person in your world. Hallelujah. You have exams tomorrow. By 3, you are still together. The exam is by 8. You know you will pass. The lady says, please, I care about you. I say, academic, what? I can make it. I've been making it in this school. I've been making it. Don't spoil this atmosphere, right? I need to work. Just don't worry. God is with you. It's like fire. You can't help it. You can't explain it. Hallelujah. And then for many people, when they get into the relationship or they get married, after a while, there are many names that the guy used to call you. He found Greek and Hebrew names just for you. Shining star. What again? What are the names? Ladies, tell me the names the guys call you. Oh yeah. What? Princess. Every lady's name is princess and angel. They like it. My name is Angel. My name is Princess. So the guys call all of those names. They are ways of trying to manage that fire at the moment. Later you just call and say, Ella, it's time for fellowship. Well, let's go. Yeah. What is going to say? Please, is it your name or not your name? Did your father give you the name? And now Ella is beginning to be worried. Is it that this guy doesn't love me again? Hallelujah. Please, are you following me now? Emotional obsession is good, but relationship cannot be sustained just from the emotional realm. Are you listening to me? Many people believe you get your relationship by that tingly feeling, and you feel, the more I keep feeling so obsessed. That's what happens to white men. 2 weeks after their relationship, they find out that fire, that fervency is not there. And they just say, we are not meant for each other. Now they go to look for another person. So they are allowing that obsession. And this is the problem that some of you have. You are allowing your emotional obsession to be the governing factor. It's like a thermometer that helps you to know whether your relationship or your marriage is working or not. If that's what you are using, Satan will deceive you big time. Are you listening to me? So, have you understood emotional obsession now? Commitment. Everybody write. Commitment. Okay, leave yourselves again. Look up. This is a very dangerous word. Commitment. Everybody say commitment. Commitment is not a very nice word if you understand all that it entails. Let me tell you the truth. Commitment. Many people run away from this word called commitment. Hallelujah. There are many guys today and many ladies today who the reason why they are not in relationships is because they are afraid of commitment. You know what commitment is? Commitment entails sacrifice. Many guys and ladies alike are not willing to pay that sacrifice of commitment. Don't let anybody fool you. Genuine relationship takes sacrifice. You will forgo a lot of things. Some relationships and marriages will even change you. It will change you. Ask our mothers and they will tell you. Any woman who is married here will agree with me. It will change you. I remember years ago, two of our members got married, and one time we went for somebody else's wedding, and the lady who got married is a very playful lady. She likes jumping. She can jump up and down and play. Hallelujah. Now she was married, and then she saw some of our other sisters who were not married. They were jumping and playing, and you could see it pushing her. I mean, she wanted to join. I saw the way it was eating her up, but no way. There was a ring in her hand that was telling her, behave. Behave. Everybody say, commitment entails sacrifice. Many people do not want to pay that sacrifice to maintain your relationship, to maintain your marriage. It's what is very difficult for many people. Commitment entails contentment. Everybody say contentment. That's the reason why a man can marry, a woman can marry. There are men and women today who do not know what they want. 10 years after marriage, they are still looking around and changing. They lack contentment. Everybody say contentment. You know what contentment is? Contentment is getting to a point where you derive fulfillment and satisfaction. A Lamborghini is good. A Porsche Cayenne is good. Hallelujah. What other car again? Tell me one more. Don't mention anything you are not sure. A Bentley is good. But you see, you can have your CRV and be contented. Are you listening to me? Contentment is very important. The Bible says, Proverbs 31:31, it says, many daughters have done excellently, but thou excellest them all. Many people like contentment. They lack it in life. That's why nothing can be enough. There are people in life you can never please. They always want more. They are never satisfied. Hallelujah. This is a problem with many relationships. There are many relationships that are not contented. And let me tell you something. If you find yourself talking to the guy or the lady, many people like comparing relationships. It's a terrible thing. Never do that. Hold our hands again. What we are going out. Elijah, you used to wear nice suits before. Why is this one that you are looking like? You have been embarrassing me. Oh, it has been paining me. Today I'm saying it. Hallelujah. And then suddenly, who is with suit again? Sam, stand up. Now, she's already been dissatisfied with Elijah. Why? Because he didn't used to wear the suit she used to know him to wear before. Do you know that if you do not have contentment, little things can take away your passion? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Suddenly, Sam is coming with his suit. Elijah, you're in trouble. There's fire on the mountain. Elijah doesn't know. Elijah doesn't know why her commitment is not. She's already seeing Sam. See Sam's shirt. Two colors. In her heart,
she has met Sam already. Elijah is there smiling.
This is how many people are. Listen. This is very important. In life, can I tell you something?
Brothers, get it.
Even if you get the best lady you believe right now, you will see somebody better than her one day. By every standard, true or false? Sisters, you will see Prince Charming in Koinonia. And may God help you go somewhere. Hey, you will see Prince Charming Plus. You will see another Prince Charming that will make you not to sleep. Many of us have this craving that cannot say enough. Not just for relationship. You have a car. You have your small golf. You are starting small. Today you see somebody's Benz. It's as if you should squeeze your golf and just throw it away. They say, whose car is this? They say, please, what is your business? Can't you see things and leave it? To come and say, this is my golf. I bought it. It's a fruit of hard work. 500,000 with faith on top is what brought me this golf. One day I will turn this golf into a Bentley. But for now, this is golf. This is what many of us, you are in a relationship. God bless you, sir. The lady cannot speak English very well. You too, you came from the village. So it was not a big deal. You just connected. Suddenly you found out that your CGPA was doing well. And you had a brother who stayed in UK as your roommate. And eventually, metamorphosis, orientation, your village English is being changed and polished. And now you can speak Queen's English. You can speak all the oral English and everything. Hallelujah. Suddenly you start looking at the lady. And in your mind you are like, God, I don't know how to manage this thing now. Our levels have changed. So. Hallelujah. Now you don't know how to tell this sister. Say, talk. We came from the same village.
Yes.
As at the time I met you, two of us were managing in the same realm. But maybe you gave me scholarship. I went to UK for 3 months. Or for PhD or this. And now I'm back from the UK. So I can't relate with you again. Nonsense. Hallelujah. I was told that what's the name of that Nigerian lady who got Miss Walt? The guy who was going out with her. The moment she qualified for international distance, the guy just left. He just knew that there's no point wasting time. This is how many of us are. You lack contentment. You can never say enough. You just turn and you see another lady with nice weave. Sister, please stand up. You. See her beautiful weave on. And you just look. Suddenly you look at her like this. You don't do weave on me. It's dangerous. Because many people think marriage will solve that problem. I assure you it won't solve it. That's why you can see a man in a car. When he's with maybe his daughter's friend. He's smiling. How are you? Where is your father? But when he's with his wife, you will know. What of the fuel? Did they bring it? He's driving, you know. She's saying yes. She's turning her face. Commitment. Everybody say commitment. Number three, commitment entails patience. Patience. One of the greatest shockers for people in relationships is that when they enter, they suddenly find out that all you saw in the guy or the lady is not all there is. It's a rude shock. Hallelujah. Commitment entails tolerance. Many of you are not tolerant at all. Look up, please. Now, let me say something. Many people enter relationship with their idea of what it should look like. Hallelujah. Some of you have been so battered by the complex you grew up with that your relationship is a revenge mission. You didn't tell the guy, but you have been so psychologically weak that you have sworn to yourself that this guy is that donkey that Jesus used to ride. He said, brother, are you willing? You kept asking the guy, do you truly love me? The guy didn't understand. He said, yes. You truly love? Yes. The brother didn't wait. He said, okay, let's do. After 1 month, nobody tells the brother. The guy died. His pocket money has finished. Savings finished. He has sold his laptop. He sold his BlackBerry. His other shoe, he has sold it. In your mind, you are saying, you've not seen anything, no? You better keep selling. I went through a lot of pain. We didn't eat meat in our house. I'm revenging. So, you better... There are many ladies that your concept of relationship is a revenge. All the things you've gone through, all the names they called you, you will ride on that brother until he knows that he has you out. And you believe that your beauty is a consolation for all these things. One day, like a donkey, the brother will just die. Brother will say, this thing I'm not doing again. Hallelujah. It gets bad when your family joins in the ride. The mother says, let's ride. Oh, you said the guy is purpose driven. Oh yeah, ask him to send some money. You have not married the girl yet, they said there's one contribution they are doing somewhere. The brother is saying, do they know me? Sir, bring it. How much? 15,000, 5,000, my own transport. The guy now goes to ask Pastor Jake and say, if somebody is in a relationship and the family is already asking him to bring money, is he right? There are many people, listen please. That's why it's good to think well, though. It's good to think well. There are some families that are suffering. They are crying for a savior. If you are coming to be that savior, hear God first. Hear God first. There are families that things are not working well. I tell you, things are not working well. They need a man to help them. You just came. And that man, the mother looked at you the day you came. Can you carry it? Before they finish, say yes. You carry it. Now you are dying. The load is killing you. You know, we counsel people, so we know the things that we hear. Hallelujah. Ladies, relationship is not a revenge mission. Please, don't say I've been feeling common. I've suffered inferiority complex. Now this guy, the guy wants to spend 10 minutes with God. You're already angry. The Bible says, whatever God has joined, what is all that? Must he go with you? You came late for a program, he's sitting in front, you are frowning. Why didn't he sit with me? This is insecurity. Hallelujah. And many of you do not know, there are people who, when they are in a relationship like this, especially certain guys, suddenly when you see Ella just whisper something to Jake, you are not talking to her again. What did you tell Jake? What did you tell him that you couldn't tell me? And the lady said, no, look at your Bible. The Bible study what? I've been watching you. That's how you told this guy the other day. You said this and that and that. And then same with ladies. A sister comes to ask somebody who has been helping her before you even came. And now the brother just calls her, corners her, gives her 1,000. The ladies, she will do as if, oh, ladies can see. They will pretend they didn't see it. Even if they didn't see it, their face, oh, yeah, see. You didn't see the song. It's during their regular what? Meeting. The issue will come up. Saying, this relationship, we are not honest with one another. The brother will say, really? Say, we are not honest. God knows there's no honesty in this thing. When people are giving people money, how can there be honesty?
Who are the people? Who are the other people they gave? We don't know.
Say me, I won't talk again. I don't want trouble. You have already spoken. The trouble is there already.
Hallelujah.
Commitment entails responsibility. Listen, look at me. There are many people that love koinonia. You love koinonia. But the moment they say, why don't you join a department? Once you share anything that will commit you, you are finding your way.
There is a beautiful dinner coming up. Next week, you are smiling. The price is, commitment.
Anything, there are people who, especially guys, brother, if you are still afraid of commitment, don't ever, if you are seeing any lady in your dream, stop it. Stop it. Stop seeing her. Because you are only playing. There are many brothers here. They are not committed. Have you seen people like that? There's nothing that is worth their time and their attention. They want to be average in everything. Small here, so long as it doesn't commit me.
Hallelujah.
You say I'm in prayer department, but you say, what kind of members are in prayer department? Me, I'll just be coming when I want to. I hope you are not offended. Why wouldn't you be committed? Everybody wants things that, you say I'm in welfare, but the thing is that, the nature of my life is that there are times when I may not be around. Let me tell you, there is nothing good that happens in life without commitment. Is that correct? You are seeing the worship people standing. This is commitment. It's not like they don't know how to sit. Many of you run away from anything that will bring responsibility. Hallelujah. You are in a relationship with a lady. One day she just says, sorry, oh, please don't think I'm materialistic. I've not spoken with my mother for a while. Can you help me with 5? She has not mentioned, See, oh, Joshua Selman said, people should not be disturbing us. You are the kind of, 500 naira for the charge card.
Greedy and stingy people hate commitment because it will require them to give out something. Greedy people, that's why they don't have many friends. They don't like anything. Don't come and say, we're having a get together, everybody bring money. Or bring as the spirit leads. They don't like that kind of thing.
Commitment. Listen, every marriage I know of that has worked did not just work because of emotions. Are you listening to me? We are going to be very practical today. Have you seen a man and his wife? A man who had accident, for instance, in the course of their marriage, and he's now confided on wheelchair, and the wife is still standing, and they are celebrating their anniversary together, and the wife is saying, if God gives us another life, I will marry you. My brother, my sister, this cannot be emotion. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It cannot be emotion. The day the guy fought with somebody, they blew his eyes. Suddenly you came and saw somebody with one dark eye. Your friend was coming, you just turn and tell your friends, please, let me, I'm sorry, I have to run somewhere. You are a child, you are not ready for marriage. Is this kind of secondary school thing people do?
Hallelujah.
Many of you feel embarrassed at just any little thing. Rain beats the guy, he just enters somewhere and he's smiling. They're like, this guy is falling my hand. You better stop it. He's taking you out. All the money he has is what can sponsor two of you. The remaining change is 100 or 200. I say, let's enter both. And now while you are entering, you see other people in their relationship. The guy just hunt for you. Out of a sincere heart to just say hello, the lady is just getting uncomfortable in the bus. Ah, sweet, I was wrong, please. You are already embarrassed. You want the guy to go and steal. So that he will make you happy.
Many ladies have led our brothers into unbelievable things because they think they want to protect their image. That's why many ladies want guys that they can control. Some of you even say it proudly. You better repent this night. Did you hear what I said? Change! Repent. Say, I like a guy. My own guy. Everybody will sit down. Everybody is talking about their own. My own guy, yo. I can flash him now. And he will flash me back. If I tell him I'm not happy right now, it's 15 text messages I'll get before I sleep. And if you dare me, I will do it. You are using the guy like a caricature and you are smiling. God is watching. God will pick him and give somebody who deserves him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I assure you. Stop it. Your relationship is not a revenge mission. Yes, we know you suffered growing up. Manage your predicament. That's why you receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say, I receive grace to be committed. I receive grace to be committed. Because there are many of you, the kind of man or woman you are looking for has not yet been born. With the attitude you have, I assure you, the person has not been born. Hallelujah. You are not willing to sacrifice anything. You are not willing to be patient. You are not willing to build. Most of us want ready-made relationships. Ready-made. Unfortunately, there's nothing called ready-made relationships. You can look at her and like her. You've not seen her when she's angry. You've not seen her when she's broke. You've not seen her when she's under pressure. You too, you have not seen him. He's wearing nice suits now. You don't know what happens when his CGA tears no diving. You don't know what he can become. That's why you need God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, let me tell you something. This is why I personally believe that campus relationship is one of the best kinds of relationship. You know why? Because at that point, you see the brother when he wakes up, you see his drowsy eyes. There's nothing that is hidden. He can't lie for long. You've seen the shoe. You followed him to the shoemaker to help and patch it. So you know that this guy doesn't have much. You were the one who helped him to bargain the 500 naira material. You begged the tailor to sew it for him. So your love is genuine because it's not tied to anything. That's why many people who already become blessed and wealthy hardly make good marital decisions. Which lady will not want a guy who, let me tell you something, some ladies have suffered, who'll talk about it. Once you enter 300 level, your mother calls you, Ella, come here. She come and sit here. Come now, Ella. Say, Ella, what did we eat day before yesterday? Beans. What did we eat yesterday? Beans. What did we eat today? I didn't have the opportunity to enjoy what you can enjoy. What I'm trying to say is this. A rich man is better than a poor man. Leave all those campus promising brothers. Look at Nigeria, no jobs. What is the guarantee? When do you want to marry? Say next year. Just find somebody that looks like next year. Don't find somebody that doesn't look like. It's not like I'm telling you not to choose, or I wouldn't choose for you when they're already choosing for you. Hallelujah. Are you learning something this night? So, Ella now comes and begins to scout one promising, serious brother in decoration. You are serving labor in the house of God. But all you have is the promise of God. No manifestation yet. You just come to Ella and say, Ella, they don't even think about it. I know where you are going. Let me help you get there. You are wasting your time.
because of what the mother has already told her. So she's scouting around, looking for this posh military officer in Jaji, or army officer, or director in bank. And every time she enters UBA, she's just smiling at the staff because you want to please your mother. And then 10 years later, you have not married. And then you come and see that brother that you used to see his shoe when he's praying in Koinonia, because he doesn't want it to tear, he will remove it and keep it. But he's praying, he's fasting. Later, you see the guy drop from his car and look and say, "Ah, I know you now." And you're like, "Yes, sir, I know you too. I know you. I know you. I know where I met you, sir." Say, "Sir, have you married?" "Ah, this is my little junior. Come." You are in for it this night, oh. Brothers, appreciate me if I'm helping you. Hallelujah. We're still talking about commitment. Many people run away from commitment. Many people. We hate commitment. In the house of God, commitment to your friends, commitment to your family, commitment to your work. Say, "I receive grace to be committed." Hallelujah. Please celebrate them. Hallelujah. Emotional obsession is not enough. I hope you've learned that now. Because there are some of you who are wondering, "Is my relationship is in those diving?" But then you will find out that this tingly emotional feeling is not all there is to relationship. You will grow up and you will begin to take the burden of love, the burden of responsibility. Hallelujah. You take love, your father will whip you. Yet you will go to the bank to withdraw school fees. He will talk and say, "Me, may God punish me if I pay your school fees." But before resumption, he brings the receipt. "Where are you? Come. If you like, go back to school." Yet he said, "May God punish you." He has said, he even forgot the burden of love. Hallelujah. Very important. So how many of you are learning something? Now the third thing I want you to know about maintaining relationships. We spoke about emotional obsession, that as good as it is, it's not enough. Number two, commitment. We spoke about commitment. Your commitment must be beyond your emotions to sustain any marriage. Must be far beyond a determination. Number three, communication. And this is where we will dwell seriously today. Everybody say communication. Hallelujah. How many of you have read the book Five Love Languages? Let me see your hands. How many of you have read any book on relationship and marriage, aside from married people? You see what we are saying? Look at me. What you do not place value for, you will not excel. Are you listening to me? Whatever you do not respect leaves you. Whatever you appreciate comes to you. So I'll take an extra from Five Love Languages when it comes to communication. Hallelujah. Please look up. Hold on. Gary Chapman, in his years of research about marriage and relationship, why homes work and why homes do not work, came up with what he called Five Love Languages. Look up, please. Now, a love language talks of a means of communication. Are you listening to me? The way and manner to which people want love expressed to them so that they can feel its effects.
Are you listening to me? I can love you. Eh? Are you following me? I can love you, but until you are convinced, that means I must find ways of relating that love in a way that it relates to your realm. Is that correct? Are you following me? And this is what Gary Chapman called love languages. In his research, he found out that many relationships were broken and many homes were broken because the couple or the spouses did not know how to communicate love to one another. Are you following me now? And so he found out in his years and decades of counseling that honestly, many couples that were fighting in homes actually loved themselves. But what they lacked was the act of communicating the love. Are you following me now? To one another in a way that they will interpret it as love. Now, come, my dear. I was looking for a lady with this kind of hair. Come. Now, if I look at this lady, are you listening? And I look at her, and I say, see your multicolored hair. Do you know, I may say it as a means of expressing that I like it, correct? But she can receive it as an insult. Have I communicated love to her? But do I love her? Are you getting me now? So, I come and say, see your multicolored hair. This is supposed, in my own thinking, this is a beautiful compliment. When I expected a hug, where's your hand? What is a slap? If you don't like the hair, tell me to change it. Don't insult me like that. Bless you. Five love languages. Number one, he found out that now all of these love languages are applicable to everybody. But there is what we call the primary love language. The primary love language is the best and most effective means that an individual interprets, receives the feeling of love. Are you following me now? Number one, words of affirmation. Whether you've read the book, write it. Gary Chapman found out that there were many men that what they wanted was words, or men and women, words of affirmation. I will explain them very quickly. Number two, acts of service. Acts of service from the Acts of the Apostles. Acts of service. Media, if you can help us. Words of affirmation. That's number one, love language. Number two, acts of service. Number three, receiving gifts. Receiving gifts. Am I too fast? Number four, quality time. Quality time. And number five, physical touch. Start it. Start that one. Start it and follow me. Number one, words of affirmation. Number two, acts of service. Number three, receiving gifts. Number four, what? Quality time. Five, physical touch. Look up, please. Gary Chapman, in his research, found out that almost every human being had one of these as his primary or her primary love language. What is words of affirmation? This is mostly strong for men. Look up, please. For many men, words of affirmation is their primary love language. Two people again. Oh yeah, now. You and somebody, sweetheart, come. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Bless you. Stand here. You stand here. Words of affirmation. Listen. Men are visionary. Men are purpose driven. Are you listening to me? So, words of affirmation is that, assuming this is a husband and a wife, and she's telling him, she's saying, look, sweetheart, I know that our finances is not in the best position right now. But do you know
that the man that I met is more visionary than the man that I'm seeing now. This guy is broke. You are suffering. There's no food at home. But now he's depressed. Words of affirmation. You are telling him, look, like you always used to tell us, we are coming out of this. Do you still believe it? I believe in you. Remember when you said God told you that this ministry will blossom? The guy just nods. What are you doing? You are speaking his primary language of love. You are affirming. Are you following me now? It's an affirmation. You are letting him know that I believe in you. And I'm not letting circumstances dictate it. Food may not be in the house, but I'm ready to stand by you. Words of affirmation. And suddenly this guy looks and he says, look, even if we come back in another planet, you, it's you that I'll marry again. That's why you see some guys go through hell and high water. As soon as they come out, they marry the girl that was there for them straight, even if she was a villager. Because as far as they are concerned, that was the person who was able to speak their love language. Hallelujah. Rain washed Jordan bookstore, for instance. And everybody just sending text, oh God, Jordan, God help you. And then one sister comes and says, Jordan, how can I help? Look, something like this happened to my brother, and so I can understand. Ah! Jordan won't sleep. Jordan will just smile. I didn't know you will answer me this way. I didn't know you will answer me this way. She just spoke his love language. Everybody say words of affirmation. Very few ladies have words of affirmation as their primary love language, but they do. Number two, acts of service. There are many people that are upset about receiving a helping hand, especially ladies. Hallelujah. So this lady is walking in the kitchen. Eh? Put your hands here. We are walking in the kitchen. We are washing plates now. We put the other hand. You wash plates with one hand. That's right. Now, she's washing plates. And then this guy, how many of you know this kind of big CD in our house? That you just touch something and then your father is just listening to his reggae, remembering his day. And the mother is just sweating and angry in the kitchen. First, she starts singing hymns. The song is playing loud. But she's singing, what a friend we have in Jesus. She's angry. Your father doesn't know. Because her primary love language may be acts of service. Martha in the Bible had her primary love language as the act of service. That's why she was angry when Mary left her just walking. And at a point she couldn't hide it. She came to Jesus. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha. Jesus worsened the thing. He said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and obsessed about many things. There are people who are obsessed about receiving a helping hand. I've seen people like that, guys and ladies. So now you come and meet her. And you say, can I help you? Can I help you wash a plate? She says, no. Honestly, she will tell you no. But her satisfaction is that you were able to speak her love language. That you came to show her a helping hand. Are you following me now? Very important. A lady can be holding a book. You say, let me help you. She will still give you the book. You'll be wondering now, wow, what kind of arrogant lady? She may not be arrogant. It's her primary love language. Are you following me now? That's why there can be a beehive of guys around her. But it's the person who can speak her love language. The race is not to the swift, though. The battle is not to the strong. Somebody is buying Mr. Biggs. Buying Mr. Biggs. She will carry the Mr. Biggs and be sharing it with the brother that is doing acts of service for her. You say, somebody was generous to me. One brother brought Mr. Biggs. Can we eat together? We've been working together. She got a room off. Okay, the guy came to help her. Humble, they were sweeping together. Later she will stop and be looking. She's seeing her husband. The other guy is just sending Mr. Biggs. She will call that guy and say, Kai, I was sweeping my room today. The guy said, really? That means you're hungry. He said, well, not immediately it comes. They will share it with her real husband.
That's why some of you guys have been suffering because you don't know the road to the city. Number three,
receiving gifts. Now look up, please. This is very important. There are many people who are obsessed about receiving gifts, especially ladies. It's not materialism, it's their love language. Hallelujah. How many of you have seen ladies, every time you are traveling, say, what will you get for me? I tell you, that's a big sign that receiving gifts is their love, is their primary love language. And truly, you think they are playing. You carry your big mouth and say, I will buy chicken. You think they will forget. When you come, they are looking at many things. They are just looking at what looks like chicken around your hand. You didn't bring it to find out that they are suddenly edgy. They are angry. They are not cooperating. What happened? Hallelujah. They love it. They love it. It's not about the cost. Even if it's one sweet, you just say, guess what? What's your name? Regina, beautiful name. Regina, I just bought one eclair, or Tom said she doesn't have Qatar. But she said, really? Ha! Kai, that was so touching. Five naira. But that's her love language. That's the guy's love language. There are guys like that. There are men of God like that. Their love language is you must come with something. If not, the anointing will not be scared of. They must receive something. Number four, let's run. Quality time. Aha. Quality time. Hold on now. Husband and wife. Now, quality time is so important. Hallelujah. Businessmen, pilots, soldiers, oil company workers, pastors, listen, accountants, students, time. And this is not just ladies. There are guys that want time like ladies. So, there are people, this is their primary love language. Now, this guy is offshore 2 weeks. 2 weeks is drilling oil for Nigeria. You are drilling oil. These ladies there, once they spend one day, they don't see you. That time, their body starts, they are obsessed about time. There are ladies like that. The guy says, I'll come and see you in 2 hours. Even if it's accident that happened, and he's bringing the trouser that tore. Say, see, I brought this to explain. You see, I changed trouser. He said, I'm not hearing anything, you know. You're on your own. Because the way you have been behaving, this relationship, hear the guy up and down. The guy has to prepare a special atmosphere that will repay what would have happened. And now says, I just wanted you to know that I'm at the dam now. I'm waiting for you. Say, which part of the dam? Aha. Attention. Time. With who? No, I'm alone. Alone and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Tell me, I want to sleep now. And the guy will say, Habba, I did all this for you. So yeah, I'm coming. She will drop it and start smiling. Start doing all our foundation. Put everything. Do everything. You're on your way running. And then when you get there, you are happy because he's speaking your love language. Physical touch. I said you should start it. The reason is because, please look up. And I must say this, we are Christians. The emotional nature, please listen. I say this all the time. I know there are some of you who just run and say, please, Jare, all these people you are trying to. Many of these books you read. You see, in America, a guy can go out with this lady and be having a French kiss with her. Christians, they love God. In the presence of our parents, and they'll be happy. Oh dear, they'll be remembering their own. But the problem is, because of the, please listen, this is important,
the context of our culture, are you listening to me? And the effect, because we are emotional beings, by the time there are many ladies that are upset, and guys too, their primary love language is touch. Now, when I talk of touch, I'm not talking of immorality. They are not bad. Honestly, they are not corrupt. Are you following me now? They like hugging. This is a hugging generation. There are times that we are counseling ladies, and as soon as they come, you see Bishop do it sometimes here, or Jake. When they come, they are trying to fight their tears, and what happens? The love language of a touch. If your mind is not, if your mind has a problem with it, please just come for counseling, because the Bible says to the pure, all things are pure. There are some of you that anything in your mind, say, how can a guy stand here? Please, I beg, please. Let's land first. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Very important. Now, of course, I'm not saying in a relationship you have to say, see, minimum distance, this is how we are. No. But, listen, you must be careful. Look up, please. Are you learning? Are we Christians here? Are we Christians? Please. Everything we are saying is within the jurisdiction of the kingdom. I don't know what you have learned from Nigerian films, but we are Christians. This is a lady you are physically attracted to. Is that true? Please answer me. Is that true? Now, see, we are human beings. So you are a man, no? You are a woman, no? Be careful. Hallelujah. By the time you start doing some funny things, like saying, okay, you want to laugh this lady, even if a Bible is in front of two of you, and you are doing Bible study, there's trouble. It may not happen that day, but be sure you're on the way to destruction. I know what I'm saying will offend some of you, it doesn't make sense, but let me tell you, help yourself. Praise God. What did I say? Help yourself. So try to minimize the love language of touch. When you are married, back your wife and go out with her. Go out with her. That's your cup of tea. Let everybody know that two of you, your love language is touch. At least you are married. But that you are single. And then some things, you and the person may know you are pure. But you see the report before men. Especially if you are a leader. Are you following me? Very important. There are some things you do. They may not be wrong in themselves, but the effect, the message it can pass to other people is what is very dangerous. And you must have that staying power to help you. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? So if your love language is the touch, please receive grace from God and understand that it will be minimized until marriage. Hallelujah. When you get married, against such there's no law. Sleep with yourself from morning till night. Back you, that's your cup of tea. Do whatever you want to do. But for now that you are not married, help yourself so that you will marry willingly, happily, and honorably. Hallelujah. So that they won't force you and say, okay, you have demonstrated to us your willingness to marry in 2 weeks. Therefore, prepare and do everything. Please, avoid such kind of things. Because it will make you to hate the person that you are supposed to spend the rest of your life with. Is somebody hearing this? So if you have been in a relationship, or if you are married, that's okay, you are exempted from all this. But if you are in a relationship, there are some of you that do funny things. You just stand, I saw one guy around social center, and he was, I can't even begin to describe what I saw, around that place where they park. And I know that lady, I'm sure she's a Christian lady. Hi, it was too extreme. Eh? Whether your love language, whatever your love is, too extreme. Please, Christian. Are we together? You're angry, Abby? I will say it. I'm not going to stop it. It's too much. You are doing as if they will steal the woman. Be careful.
if you can't, whatever is pursuing you, go and meet her parents.
It's too much. Some things believers do around. I know some of you will not be. It's too bad. Guys come to ladies' hostel or come. It's too intimate. It's too expressive. See, you may not go to hell, but you are certainly not going to live a fruitful life because that thing is leading you into trouble. I'm telling you this. Take what I'm saying very seriously. Do you know? When your touch for a lady becomes excessive, she starts feeding and getting cheap before you. Are you listening to me? There is no expectancy again. Ladies, there are some of you. Anybody can touch you anywhere, anyhow, anytime. You don't mind. You are just smiling sheepishly. Guys will keep changing you and you are just around social center, you are around anywhere. You just run, climb the guy's back and you are laughing. He will drop you. The other one will carry you. What kind of wife do you want to become? Open your eyes. Open your ears. Then you'll understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes. Would you open your ears? And then you'll understand that the Lord is here. You just enter a relationship. Before you know it, you are. No. And brother, there are some of you that are shameless. May God grant you grace to be disciplined in Jesus' name. Say amen. Some of you behave as if you are not Christian. You are not the first to enter a relationship. You will not be the last. People have held themselves for years. Oh God, what is pursuing you? Behave yourself. You are just around the lady. As if you are, as if it's a fly. As anybody, I don't know what you want. Abba. And there are ladies, look at me, sisters. I'm talking to you now. Because there are many guys here that got into certain things because of the pressure that the ladies mount. Many ladies, your love language is physical touch. Be careful. What did I say? Oh, manage yourself. I know that, biologically speaking, there are many biological and psychological reasons as to why ladies will want touch as their primary love language. But let me tell you, this is why the Spirit of God comes. Are you hearing me? You are not an unbeliever. You are a Christian. It is because of physical touch that many people have gotten into pornography. Hear me please. Masturbation, homosexualism. Are you following me now? Lesbianism. I will say it though. Internet pornography. And you have done many unthinkable things because of the vulnerability of the human body to the touch. This is why you must be careful. I'm warning you now. Be careful. I'm speaking to you. See my heart and see the love. I'm a human being too. But I'm telling you, be careful. So that you will get married happily and honorably. Praise the Lord. Is that possible? Is that possible for a Christian? Yes. How do you make that possible? Discuss it. See, when you enter a relationship, the boundaries you don't discuss, you will cross. Discuss it. Tell him, oh, me, honestly, the way I am. See, I once counseled a lady years ago. Listen, I found out that this lady was so obsessed about physical touch. And I knew she was a Christian and she loved God. And it was too much. She can want to hug you and fly on you. You know how Superman does. As in fly on mercilessly, as in this kind, loosely and carelessly. You know that this one has crossed the boundary by far. And I found out that there must be something wrong. And then I got to find out that she had a medical condition of hormonal imbalance. Are you following me now?
This was what was response. She didn't. She had an unusual craving for touch, and we had to put this lady under careful surveillance so that we guard her against wolves in sheep's clothing. Because there are some. Let me tell you, the church has all kinds of brothers. So sometimes that's why you see us guard our sisters sometimes. When we see you coming around and you are being too careless, we'll tell you, behave. Please, we are watching. Behave. Behave. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Everybody said five love languages. How do you know your partner's love language? By their consistent complaints. Right. Their consistent complaints is a sign that you are not responding to their love language. You said every time you travel, you don't need to think about me. Every time you travel, that's how you leave me alone. Even a flash, aha, quality time. She's speaking her love language to you. If you are smart, get it, notice, and start responding. Hallelujah. Praise God. Very important. Look at me. When you see a lady start talking about, can we go to church together? Can we sit together? Can we, they say, high five your neighbor. She's looking at you and hoping you look at her back. You high five somebody else, you will explain it. Sooner or later, she won't forget it. That's touch there. Are you following me? Or a lady that informs you, the day you give her this thing, she informs you about the date of her next birthday. Right away, so that you start preparing. That's receiving gifts there. Brothers, have you been sensitive? Ladies, have you been sensitive? You see this guy walking all the time. He tells you, I have a building project. I've been trying to build. You just land and look at him and say, you didn't even see my reborn. What of words of affirmation? Why don't you speak his love language? That's why you can see a guy will look at the girl and say, you're a selfish lady. Or a guy will look at a visionary brother and say, you are very selfish. The guy's hand is like this. Aha, receiving gifts. This is not quality time. If you see ladies and this guy, his hand is like this. Like his big head, his hand is like that. Receiving gifts. Hallelujah. Let me give you an assignment. Do it in 1 minute right now. Everybody, write your love language. Find it, you know it. Some of you are laughing. Some of you say, all, it's a lie. It's a lie. No matter what health issue you have only one love language. Don't say, hey, yeah, me too. The doctor said, no, you have one. Please find it. So that you know it. If you are in a relationship, this is a week of discussion. If you are married, discuss this with your spouse. Say, I didn't know that this trouble I've been making in this house is as a result of absence of meeting my love language. I'll give you the love language again. Number one, words of affirmation. Number two, acts of service. Number three, receiving gifts. Number four, quality time. Number five, physical touch. Be honest between you and God. Write it. Don't show anybody. It's none of your neighbor's business. Just write it. Write it and know it. Know it now. So that you stop punishing the brother. There are many of you that are always complaining. The guy has done everything he knows to do. You are saying he doesn't love you. He doesn't know what to do again. Please tell him what your love language is. It will help him to relate with you. Is someone learning something here? Maintaining relationships. Many homes are broken down because they do not know this. Look at me. I once counseled a young pastor, not really, a young pastor. And, of course, I'm not mentioning names of ministries and all of that, but I don't know what it was. This guy just got married, and it was very funny because it looked like all about their lives was ministry. This guy can travel and not see the lady for months. And I knew where he learned that from. The lady was angry. Hallelujah. But she didn't know how. Some ladies will not talk, but it's eating them.
Are you listening to me? And that situation, when the guy was troubled, and then I said, okay, can I talk with the lady? I talked to her on phone. This lady started crying and said she doesn't even trust the guy again. She doesn't even know if the guy is sleeping around. I just knew that her love language is quality time. And this guy has not spent time with her. Brothers, let me shock you. If you don't spend time with a particular lady, one day you will come and find your files and everything outside, and she has already married another man. They've given birth to children you don't know. Businessmen, beware. Bishop gave us a story of one man somewhere. This guy was a billionaire. He was obsessed about making money. And he will not spend time with his wife. We'll talk about maintaining marriages now. That's where we'll talk of sex, marriage, emotion, spending time, God, and all of this. When you are not married, we don't have anything to say about sex. If you have been waiting for me to talk about sex, you are wasting your time. Till we start talking about marriage. Marriage with a ring. Marriage with a ring. Praise God. Say amen if you are getting blessed. If this thing is offending you, it's a sign that you may need to adjust something. Don't get angry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because honestly, many of us are too loose. We have allowed a lot of things. There are many Christian relationships that they sleep with one another. They are happy. They don't think it's an issue. The brother showed the sister a nice scripture in the Bible. 1 Corinthians. Twisted the girl's head. I'm telling you now, get it straight. Sex is only for married people. I don't care what the Western world says. When we talk about marriage here, I'm going to tell you the spiritual implication of sex. We'll talk about it. You know, okay, we don't have time for any story. We are not teaching you biology. We are teaching you something that will help you in life. And so we'll say it as it is. Many of you think sex is just all about pleasure and emotional satisfaction. When I show you the spiritual side of sex, you will run away from any man who wants to sleep with you who is not your husband. Are you listening to me? God threatened me with that revelation. Threatened! When I had the revelation, I just said, myself, behave. Joshua Selman, behave. In Jesus' name. Okay? Are you learning something right now? Could this be the reason why many of you have entered over 10 relationships and they didn't work? You are blaming everybody. Could it be that you are the problem now? Are you now seeing? 10 people cannot be wrong. Could it be that the problem is you? Before I round up, we are going to talk about what I call the love and respect principle. Still talking about communication. The love and respect principle. Now, Dr. Emerson, please write it and look up. We finished with Gary Chapman. Dr. Emerson wrote something about love and respect, and he called it the crazy cycle. Everybody say the crazy cycle. Say one more time, the crazy cycle. For the last time, please. Let me have two people again. At least Ella come again. And who? When Ella came out, who came out? Oh, yeah, now. Oh, God, you are doing a thief. Come and stand to me. Ella and him. You are married or you are going out. Hold your hands. Praise God. What is the crazy cycle? This was the example he gave. Listen. Please listen. They are celebrating their 10-year anniversary. Correct? And this guy is busy. So he looks at, you know, this kind of card that you really don't see what they just write. Maybe something sweet. And you know, we men, we are not thorough. You just see the card. I like it. So he bought the card. He has been forgetting all the wedding anniversary. And she's hoping you will remember the 10th one. Are you getting my example? So now the guy comes and gives her a surprise. Hold it. Honey, I bought you this card. Now Ella is smiling. Smile now. Don't worry. Now she's smiling. Finally.
she is interpreting this care and attention as what? Love. Is that correct? Then she opens the card only to find out that the guy bought a birthday card mistakenly. Please listen to my story. What did he buy? During an anniversary. Suddenly she looks at it. Bam! She drops it down and says, it was better! You didn't buy the card. What is she doing? Listen. She has been compromised. He has failed to interpret love. So she feels the only way to know him, make him know it is by being negative and hurting him. Are you following me now? Now the guy is angry because he interprets what she has done as disrespect. Are you following me now? And he's saying, can you not even appreciate the fact? How many men can remember to buy an anniversary card? I bought you an anniversary card. If you talk to me like this again, I will slap you. Why? Now, he too is revenging. Dr. Emerson calls it the crazy cycle. Where a woman responds negatively to communicate her hurt. And the man responds negatively too. Fire for fire ends two of you in ashes. Correct? This is the crazy cycle. Do you understand? I told you that ladies desire love, care, attention. Men desire what? Respect. Everybody say respect and honor. So, what the love and respect principle is, the principle of communication in relationship and marriage that teaches you how to look beyond the acts of your spouse and see their heart. Are you following me now? Then you will be able to understand the craving that led to that activity that was done. Whether it was done well or not. Are you following me now? So let's do it again. Now he gives her this. And then she collects it and opens it, and it's a birthday gift. And she's like, wow, honey, I want to appreciate you. And she laughs and jokingly says, Augusta, do you know you bought me a birthday gift? Says, oh, but at least you tried. If you remember this year, next year you'll be meticulous. Now what happens? She's sad. But she found out that dishonoring him will complicate the issue. Are you following me now? So in that honor, the guy now feels bad because she has honored him. And he will now say, do you know what? We are going out this night. Even the devil will not stop us. I must make this up because she has honored him. Are you following me? We call it the love and respect principle. There are some ladies whose marriages and relationships will never work until they learn this. Look up. Ladies, look up. No matter what enters you, don't ever get so wild and angry that you start insulting a guy and washing him down and giving it to him. Ladies, call it giving it to him. You give it to him. Say, I washed him from head and washed, I gave it to him. He knew that I've been watching him. You are laughing. Let me tell you something. No matter how beautiful you are, your beauty will fade like a leaf. The guy will hate you forever. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Don't try to embarrass a guy. You went to Suya joint. Oga Gambo is here. You are going to buy Suya. And of course, the guy wants to behave. So he'll say, you know, Ella, just speak for us. A wise lady will honor him back. You don't want to disgrace him. You know, based on your relationship, you can be free to say some things. Even if he's joking, how much oil should I pick? Oh, not just start laughing and say, hey, Ogaga, how much? 50 naira, how much? 100 naira, how much? 200. He say, put 5 of this one. And all the guy has is 500. Now, this guy is sweating. He doesn't know what to do. He's looking around if you see any of his friends. He said, do you mind, mommy? I eat 3. 3 will be okay for me. How about you? He said, Oga Gambo, just put 2 more. The guy is fidgety. So his response is, he's just saying, put more. He already knows that this thing is a mess. There's no honor there. Hallelujah. And at the end, the guy suddenly looks at you and says, look, sweetheart, let me just tell you, I came with only 500.
Why didn't you tell me? What kind of thing is this? When you are not ready, don't say, did I ask you for it? Did I ask you for it? Please, in fact, I'm even going. The friend will say, no, come. And that's how you go to the hostel. Let me tell you something. You broke the love and respect principle. You embarrassed the guy there. Washed him there. You were happy. You entered your room boiling. And your roommates had to tell you, calm down. Can you imagine? And you are saying he embarrassed you. You didn't look at his sincere effort. Are you following me now? Listen, God is speaking to some of you here. You need to change it. You have been breaking the love, respect circle. And there are some of you brothers, you must be careful. Hallelujah. I've said it here. Don't put too much culture inside your relationship. Hallelujah. The lady just comes and says, hi, how are you, Elijah? And you're like, Ella, see, look at me, I'm from a royal family, one. Number two, I'm older than you. Something that is supposed to be obvious. Even my sister kneel down to greet me. See, don't think just because I asked you out, so you within all these things. Let me tell you, I can leave this relationship and I will sleep fine. This nonsense the brother is saying now, it's called breaking the love respect cycle. Are you hearing me? Don't do that. So, when there is love from this side, there is what? The Bible says, Proverbs 24, we are rounding up. Proverbs 24 verse 3. Let's look at it quickly. Proverbs 24 verse 3. From Amplified. Is it possible to get Amplified? Amplified. Please project it. I want you to read it. We are going to pray. The devil is a liar in Jesus' name. That devil that wants to destroy relationships and marriage, we will cast it out this night in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, my marriage must work. Say it must work in Jesus' name. Alright, everybody, let's read. One, two, read. Through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built. And by understanding it is established upon a sound and good foundation. It said true skillful and godly wisdom is what? So if you understand the principles, God is speaking. There are some of you that God stopped from entering relationships so that you can understand this. Hallelujah. The greatest craving for a lady is the craving to be loved. Brothers, say it after me. The greatest craving for a lady is to be loved, to be cared for, to be protected. Ladies, say after me. The greatest desire for a man is to be respected, to be honored. Now, just stop playing 1 minute. In what way have you been dishonoring the men around you? Ladies, this is a time for soul searching. We're rounding up. In what way? In what way? I stopped the keyboard playing so that you will listen carefully. There are many of us that you need to change your attitude. Are you following me now? You need to what? Change your attitude. I want all the ladies in Koinonia to treat the brothers with respect and dignity. It doesn't matter if the guy is older than you or you are older than the person. Treat them well. Are you listening to me? What did I say? Treat them well. Don't treat the brothers like rags. If you've been doing it, stop it. Because do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he will reap. One day they will treat you like rags. Treat the brothers with respect. When you see them, greet them. Be smart. Don't think it is weakness. Many of you have been taught. You think it's being cheap. You are being virtuous. Are you following me? You are not being cheap, for God's sake. You are being virtuous. Brothers, let me never see you shouting, insulting, embarrassing, boiling at any lady. You are struggling for a seat with her.
He said, all I know is that me, except you cut these two legs, you can do all your thing, you know, I must sit out here. And the lady is looking very helpless. You are bullying her. Hallelujah. Brothers, you should protect our sisters for us. I've said it here. Brothers, behold your wives. Sisters, behold your husbands. It's not a lie. It's not a lie. It will happen. It's happening. It will keep happening. So treat them well. The person you may be treating with disdain now may be your husband, true. Treat them well. Hallelujah. Don't gauge people and say, Kai, the way this brother is dressing himself, Nawao, you don't merit my respect. When you look at the brothers, you look at them, say, this guy bathes well, he's nice, he's not pouring saliva at me anyhow, I will respect him. But the brother that is coming, praise and worship, you are just shouting and pouring saliva at me, say, brother, Nawao, bow ye, kilo shale, what is wrong? Are you the only one in Koinonia? Are you the only one who can call upon the name of the Lord? Ladies, lift your hands. Say in the name of Jesus, I'm a virtuous woman. In the name of Jesus, I honor my husband. I respect my husband. In the name of Jesus. And say one more time, in the name of Jesus, I honor all men and I respect them. Please put down your hands. God bless you. Guys, lift your hands. Lift two of your hands. Please do it. Lift two. Aside, no, if you are not my sir, no. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus, I'm a caring brother. Say it, I'm a caring brother. I'm a loving brother. What else? I'm a what? I'm a responsible brother. I'm a visionary brother. Say it again. I care for my wife. I protect her. I take her seriously. I pay the price to be committed. In Jesus' name, put down your hands. Yeah. That's very, very good. If you do that, you will find out that you can enter a relationship, and I won't promise you a smooth sail, but you see, at every juncture, things can be managed. Is someone learning something tonight? We are going to pray. We have three prayer points tonight. Before we stand up, listen. The first prayer point is you are going to pray for humility. There are some of you that this teaching tonight stung you in a way that you are angry with me now, because it changed your ideologies. There are ladies that believe you are too hot, too attractive to respect any man. Let me tell you now, straight to the point, somebody is better than you. Period. There are some guys that think you are too much of a celebrity. You are a hot cake. Everybody talks about you. You are the guy. Let me announce to you now. Stop dreaming. Stop what? Dreaming. Because there are 3,000 other prophets who have not bowed to Baal. And God can replace any arrogant man and any arrogant lady. Praise the Lord. Some of you, the way you are behaving, you are telling God you don't want to marry because you are not ready to listen to the rules and comply. We are going to pray. Next week, we are going to be discussing. Don't miss next week's meeting. It's going to be a serious, it's going to be war against delay and all of these satanic things. I'm going to be teaching you a lot of spiritual mysteries. You'll be seeing the reason behind delay and all of these things. Because there are some of you who are standing in for your family members and your loved ones. Some of you have done all these things that we are saying, but things are not working. We'll be examining it tomorrow. Are you ready to pray? Stand up on your feet. Let's see. Now, look up. How many people did I bring out here? Where are they? Four of you.
Huh? We are going to give you lunch tomorrow. I didn't say you are in a relationship. It's our appreciation. Four of you. Huh? Four of you. You will go for lunch tomorrow. Hallelujah. Next time when we are giving an example, run and come out. Hallelujah. Prayer point number one. Listen. You are going to pray and say, Lord, whatever needs to be changed in me, please humble yourself. Whether you are married, whether you are single, whether you are in a relationship or not, humble yourself and cry to God and say, Lord, there are some things in me, there are some mindsets and ideologies that I've been having, but from this night's teaching I've seen that I need to change. Lift your voice and cry. Cry to God. Make sure you are praying. Say, Lord, I repent from pride and arrogance. I repent from having a wrong attitude. A wrong attitude about relationship. A wrong attitude about marriage. Make sure you are praying. The Lord, I hear your voice tonight. Thank you for preparing me. Pray. Say, Lord, change me. Work on me. Make me a woman of virtue. As I am right now, I'm not yet fit to be a woman of virtue. I humble myself. Change me. Don't be arrogant tonight. Humble yourself and pray. Say, Lord, I've tried, but you need to work on me. Hallelujah. 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 Now, please pair yourself into two. You are going to pray for the brother or the sister you are holding. If you can, if you cannot, no problem. Hallelujah. Listen, second prayer point. You are going to pray. Hallelujah. And you are going to say, every mindset that is in that brother or that, there are some of us, there are strongholds. Some of us are stubborn. Even after this teaching, you will leave angry and you will leave offended. Rather than allowing the teaching to get inside you. Hallelujah. You are going to pray for your neighbor and say, Lord, please break this person. We want excellent wives. We want visionary men. Pray for the person. Lord, work on my sister. Work on my brother. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Break every pride. Break every wrong mindset. Let our sisters become women of virtue. Women of virtue. Women of virtue. Excellent women. Award-winning women. Pray for the brothers. Let our men become responsible. Men of integrity. Men of stature. Men of grace. Pray for her. Say, Lord, let the spirit of respect, let the spirit of honor come upon my sister. Grace to respect men. Grace to respect your husband. Grace to respect your husband. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, you can leave the person. The final prayer point this night. Listen. Listen. We are going to pray for purity in our relationships. Did you hear that? If you've been involved in anything that you know you have crossed boundaries, don't feel bad. We don't condemn you. This is a family. Are you hearing me? This is a family. There is always a new beginning. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But you are going to make a decision. Make a decision with God and say, I'm going to keep my relationship pure. If you are married,
Say, I'm going to keep my marriage pure. No unfaithfulness, no infidelity. Lift your voice and pray. Pray for purity. Please take it serious. Pray. You've been involved in any kind of ungodly lifestyle or practice. Please pray. Say, Lord, I receive grace. Pray. Ladies, pray. And say, no man who is not your husband will see your nakedness. Make a commitment with God. Make a commitment. It is worth it. It is worth it. It may look unusual, but I tell you, it is worth it. It will bring the anointing of God to your life. It will bring the glory of God to your life. It will bring the fire of God to your life. Purity. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Lord, let us have pure relationships. Holy relationships. Pure relationships. Relationships that we will be proud of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thought on emotional. Don't just let your emotions. Listen. There are many relationships right now, and many marriages and homes that are at the verge of breaking. They think it's Satan because that tingly thing is not there. I bring you a word right now. You know that every home is built by commitment. Are you listening to me? Emotions are good, but it's not enough to keep and sustain a home. If you commit yourself when you feel emotionally high and then retract it when it's down, you are not going to have a stable marriage. Your spouse will annoy you. There are times you will be offended, but you must make up your mind that you are committed. It's better to leave the relationship. For marriage, we don't believe in divorce. We're going to talk about that next week. Divorce, different things. Let me tell you something. Listen. Look at me. I'm saying it honestly. Listen. If you are in this place and you are in a relationship, if you know you are not going to be committed, please let the brother or let the sister go in peace. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Did you hear what I said? Sisters, there is no putting one leg here and you are raising the brother's hopes, making him feel that he is all in all for you. Meanwhile, the real person you are looking at is in rivers. You are just saying whoever among them starts talking about marriage, this is ungodly. Let me tell you, I've said it for years. We don't believe in double dating. Double dating is not Christian. If you feel you have a problem with your relationship, there are ministers around. Hallelujah. We have elderly people around that can counsel. By the time we talk with you and we see that, oh, there is a compromise, truly, we see that based on the compromise, this relationship may not work. Listen, as Christians, if there is need to end relationships, we end relationships, not break them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You break relationships and break people's hearts. Next week, we are going to discuss. There are people who have started relationships and eventually they saw that, okay, there is a need, this thing may not work well. We are going to talk about, there are a number of things we are going to talk about next week. Remember I said we'll talk on health issues, family issues, you know, faith issues, and all of these family encumbrances and so on. We'll talk about them. Hallelujah. No matter what it is, just like you entered the relationship and you came and met Bishop Stan or Pastor Jake, you say, oh, I'm in a relationship. Bless this relationship and pray. Some of you are in a relationship like secret society. Nobody knows. We don't know. No, you think, let me tell you, we are not sadists. Are you listening to me? We are not sadists, wicked people who are just waiting. And say, who told you to go out with that lady? No. We rejoice when you are in a relationship.
When you are involved, you are in a relationship. When the relationship starts undergoing turbulence, nobody knows. You don't involve the ministers. You don't involve people so that will link you with parents and people who can help you counsel. Now you are facing a situation, maybe a health challenge, maybe interfaith thing, you know, all these kinds of, we'll talk about them next week. Maybe there are issues that will honestly not make the relationship work. At that point, what do you do? There are ways to go about it. Are you following me now? So that it is properly managed. It, to an extent that even when both of you are not together, you can be friends. There are people who, because they did not marry one another, all of them have married for 10 years, but they cannot look eyeball to eyeball because of what happened. This is what we want to avoid. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with liking the sister. You have heads of department. There are ministers in church. Let me tell you, we are always here to help you. I tell you sincerely. Don't just do things is when everything backfires. You come and say, Bishop, this Koinonia sister, I don't understand though. Everybody I'm asking is saying no, there is a reason. They are not stupid. There is a reason why they are telling you no. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't miss next week. God will help us. You are not born again in this place. Please listen. Keep standing. You've not made up your mind to give your heart to the Lord. There is a lot that you cannot do. For instance, you cannot truly walk in purity and godliness. You will find yourself struggling with a lot of things. Hallelujah. You will find out that anything you put your hands to do may not prosper. And now, I want to give you an opportunity. There are many of you who really need the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you have given your heart to the Lord. But right now, while I was speaking about relationship, the Holy Spirit was talking to you that the real issue is your salvation. Please, inside and outside. Inside and outside. I'd like you to come out here right now. Please. Make sure you don't sit back. Appreciate them. I believe there is somebody at least God is speaking to. Hallelujah. Please don't remain in the crowd. God is speaking to you. You know that you need Jesus. Salvation is a very serious thing. Inside and outside. This is the greatest miracle. Hallelujah. Make sure you don't sit back. We'll give you a minute again. God is speaking to you. You need to make it up with God tonight. It doesn't matter what issue. I want you to come out. They are coming. Appreciate them. I want you to come out. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't think about your friend. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. I see you coming. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. It's the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of a new day. Don't be ashamed at all. God brought you here to begin a new journey in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your courage to come out. Say this after me. Please come forward, sister. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I love you. Come, you can join them quickly, my brother. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me my sins and cleanse me with your precious blood. I repent of my old ways. From today, I begin afresh with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that I'm a child of God. The Spirit of God is in me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for bringing these ones to the throne of mercy. I pray that this decision that they have made will begin a new, powerful journey in their life in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I pray that you help them to stand and to serve you in sincerity and in truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Please follow the ushers. Tomorrow you will meet with Pastor Jake. They'll give you all the details. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you're worshiping with us for the first time. This is your first time worshiping with us. Please run out here quickly. We have a prayer and a blessing for you. Thank you for coming. Inside and outside. Please, please come. We have a blessing very quickly. Very quickly, very quickly. Let's save time. We're out of time. This is your first time. Please come out quickly. Just come and stand here. You will never be the same.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you. We have people who came from Mina. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep coming. We have a blessing for you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming. This is Koinonia. Were you blessed tonight? Hallelujah. Were you blessed tonight? I pray that you will never be the same in Jesus' name.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 0034-003936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Community Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_KNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Community Network International, replicating the fullness of God's life on earth.